Chapter 22.
Get off of me,
Andorra yelled as she wriggled and squirmed to get out from underneath Mario. Finally, Mario moved, and Ruth breathed a sigh of relief. He tried to grab onto Andorra, but his gnarled, weak, arthritic hands had a hard time keeping hold of her while she kicked and beat at him.
Out of the way,
William yelled. He spun and plucked the knife out of Nan's purse, then aimed it at Mario.
No,
Ruth yelled. William threw the knife, then quickly plucked the knives out of the other purses and threw them toward Mario and Andorra. At first, Lexi thought he was throwing them at Mario. Was he in cahoots with Andorra? But as she peered around Nan's shoulder, she saw that wasn't the case at all. William had aimed expertly, and the knives had pierced only the material of Andorra's jumpsuit, thus pinning her arms and legs down as if she were in a straitjacket. William rushed over to help Mario up.
Are you okay, Uncle?
Yes, yes. Thank you, William.
Mario patted William on the shoulder, then turned to Nan's and the ladies.
Ladies, I think I owe you an apology. I had no idea Andorra was such a snake.
Sorry that you had to find out this way. Ruth put a comforting hand on Mario's arm.
And Helen, I apologize for moving the signs and following you.
Mario looked down at Andorra and shook his head.
That was all her idea. She said you were trying to get the murder charge against Henry dropped, and I couldn't have that. She had me convinced that Henry killed my granddaughter. I've done him a terrible disservice. But now I must make it right. If you will excuse me, I must get to the prison right away.
Helen glanced at her watch.
But the voting is in 1 hour. Don't you want to be there to persuade those who haven't made up their minds yet?
Mario opened the front door.
This is more important. I told the police I thought Henry was guilty, and the least I can do is make sure Henry doesn't spend one more minute in jail.
Mario opened the front door, then turned to William.
Will you call the police and make sure Andorra gets into their custody?
Of course, Uncle.
William whipped out his phone and dialed 911.
We'll stick around too, just in case, Ruth said.
Mario nodded and went out the door. Ruth turned to Helen.
See, Mario isn't such a bad guy.
Other than his choice in women.
Helen glanced back at Andorra, who was cursing and struggling on the floor.
But you and Mario might make a nice couple, now that he's single. I guess I really was wrong about him.
You being wrong isn't what's important,
Ruth said as the wail of sirens grew louder.
What is?
Helen asked.
That I was right.
What's really important is that no one got hurt, and we caught the killer, Nan said.
No one got hurt? Then why is Ida's purse bleeding?
Lexi pointed to the purse, where a blob of red had oozed out and was dripping down the front. Ida looked down.
Oh, darn.
She snapped the purse open and pulled out a red-stained napkin.
That knife went right into the middle of the jelly donut I had in my purse.